I've just about got it made. All I have to do is talk, and all you have to do is read or listen and believe me the way you believed me when I sang all the songs. Well, now I'm talking, and listen to me, for goodness sakes. Don't make a joke of me anymore. People say, and print, and believe, the stupid ones, and the minority, that I'm either a drunk, a drug addict, or what? It's a goddamn wonder I'm not. But I'm not. Because there's Joe, Lorna, Liza, Mark, and me. And whoever wants to love us is welcome. Whoever is against us, get out. It's very difficult, indeed, to record. Very difficult to record one's thoughts alone. And when I play back the tapes, I hear that I slur my words very badly, but that doesn't make too much difference as long as my thoughts are not slurred. I'd like to talk about my three successful children. They're great successes unto themselves, without an awful lot of help. I gave them so-called instant love because I had to work to support them. Nobody else would. That meant I had to leave them many times. And that meant I had to make them believe in my love when I left them. And that meant that they had to know that I would come back. It also had to mean that they had to know that I had a life, that I would be well, and that when they grew up, they could leave me, and that I would be all right then. It's not easy to take. Oh, no, you think all kinds of things. It's all kinds of modern care unto yourself. You think, oh, well, I raise my children. If you're all alone and raising children, you do the best you can. Well, I've done a hell of a good job. You take a look at those three children. They're individual. They're beautiful. They're dynamic. They're powerful. They're loving. They're full of sunshine. Very seldom full of sadness. And they're outgoing. And they know the score. And they're all three very handsome. And they all three love me. Just the way I love them. We're four people. They're people, not children. They're children, not people. Whichever way you want to put it. I respect them. I disciplined because that was the only way I could give them security. I objected many times. I will not have spoiled children. I'm not a spoiled woman. Spoiled children won't get on well with the rest of the world. They're not spoiled. But they're smart, loving, and talented. And I'm a terribly, terribly lucky woman. I've been able to be honest with them, and I have enabled them to be honest with me. If for nothing else, for that, I'm proud.